Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, we have the Rambam, Shabbos Perek Tazayin, Halacha Yud Beis says, a Yachid that stayed in the valley and he made a mechitza around him, if there is up to base, two bases, two saw, which 100 by 50, Rabbi Metalton, the whole thing. If it was more than two saw, it's not on Metalton, only 4 amas. So too, if there were two people, but three Yisraelim, and one of them that stayed in the valley, it's considered a caravan, you're allowed to be Metalton, whatever they need, even many mil. As long as from the mechitza that is surrounded should not be left over two saw empty without kelim. But if it's left over two saw empty without kelim and they didn't need it, it's also tatl in the whole mechitza, only 4 amos. And a cut in the child is not mashkin to the shiur. Our Chaim Sim Shin Sam Beis Yiv Hei says, with anything you make a mechitza, with kelim, with saddles, whether it's shall erev, which is vertical, and felt, for instance, of rope, Erevavad, or ropes, or Shashesilavad, they're just vertical, like Kanan that are on the ground. And then Mutta up to Tusa, even for a Yachid in the neighborhood. As long as it should be with one rope and the other rope, 3 tvachim. Even Balachayim, as long as they should be tied. Even people that stand one next to the other, less than 3, even when they're going, they consider Mechitza, and amongst them is a Shashiyachid. As long as they don't know that they will put their Moshe Mechitza. And if one of them knows it's Asa, even if they didn't let them know that it's Mechitza now, but if it's, they're going to find out, for instance, they made a Mechitza one time, shouldn't make a Mechitza again. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Tazayin Halacha Yud Gimel says 3 that were surrounded, whatever they needed, and they were kind of shvisa, and afterwards one of them died, they mutter betalt the whole thing. If 2 were kind of shvisa, more than 2 sasa, and then the third guy came, the Nana betalt only 4 amos when they were there before this guy came. Because the shvisa is what's garim, not the dwellers. Archaim Simon Shin Samach Beis Siv Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says a tail, a pile that's tall 5, and as much as the 10, he made it on Mechitza tall 5, it's considered Mechitza, Tatl, and for everything. The Rambam, Erevim Perigimel, Halacha Chafei says, 2 chatzeres that made 1 Erev, Derech HaPesach between them, or through the window, and then the doorway, or the window got closed on Shabbos. Each one is mutter for themselves, since it's mutter mitzvah Shabbos, it's mutter the whole thing. So 2 chatzeres that made an Erev, each one for themselves, and the koisel between them broken Shabbos, they're mutter for themselves, and they can carry from the house to the title until the Ikka Mechitza, and those can be title until the Ikka Mechitza. Since it was mutter mitzvah Shabbos, mutter the whole thing. Even though you got more people living there, because the, during the coming Shabbos, don't answer. The door window got open and the door got open b'sheigig, or the goyim did it on, based on their reasoning. It goes back to original heter. So to 2 boats that were tied one another and they made an erev and they got untied and now they're tied one to the other, even if they were mukav b'chitzus. They got retied b'sheigig. It goes back to the original heter. Their mo says it's a mistake because for itself it doesn't need them. It doesn't have to say it even from zoo to zoo, just like it was before the steamer. Our Chaim Simshin Ein Dalat Sifalo says they made an erev through a window or through a door between them and it got closed on Shabbos. It allowed them through the height of the wall and its holes. Even if you made an erev for the whole year and it got sealed in the weekdays and it got opened on Shabbos, even if you sealed them amazed, the erev goes back to its original head. And the Kohen Rambam is not mutter betatl, only each one by themselves, but from one to the other not. The Rambam Malachim Perik Vav Halach Yud Gimel says 4 things that are part of war. You're allowed to eat the ma'ay, you're part of washing hands, ma'ay and shayim, you're allowed to bring wood from any place, and even if you found them detached and dry and not makbed, and so to the pot of make a roof chitzeres in the machna, but the amount of from oil and from sukkah sukkah, as long as they surround the whole machna and the mechitza, the tall 10 tvachim, so it should be a shusha yachid, as we explained in Hilchas Shabbos, and the mechitza that's less than 10, and a mechitza is not less than 10 tvachim, just like these are all pot of when they're going, so they're pot of also when they come back. Says the Rambam, Niskemom Perikei Halacha Gimel, 10 to 9, Yeshua made it 9 as bezdin when they divided the 9, and these are them. Number 1. They made a misakan that you can do behemoth daka in the forest because they have big trees. But they can't do behemoth gasa. In the forest that is very thin trees, you're not allowed to be grazed. They're not big animals, not small animals, only when the owner knows. Number 2. So to made it 9 that every person is allowed to climb fields, wood from someone else's field as long as they're denigrated wood and they're close to be thorns like his mehigi. And the dafka if it's wet and mechubi. And vad, that he can't root. But other eitzim is also. The 3rd thing, they made it tonight, that every person is allowed to climb grass that grows by itself in any place, except for a field of fenugreek, because that he planted for the behemoth. The 4th thing is, he made it tonight, that every person can cut a plant in any place, except for bundles of olives, and it doesn't cut from the tree, only with a zayis, with an olive, like a bay, and bekanim, and bamboo, and gefanim, from the knot and upwards. And the rest of the tree, from the bottom of the tree, not from the sharpness. And when they were matted to cut, they weren't matted only from the new one that is not making fruit. But from the old one that makes fruit, it's not cut only from the place where it doesn't see the sun. The 5th thing, so that they made a condition that a spring that goes out originally, those people, the city, that went on their border, they can use it, even though that the root of this thing is not in the chelik, and others should not use it from it. Sixth thing is sotim etnai, that every person is put to trap fish from the water of Tveria, and he has to dafka use a trap that goes into the mouth of the fish, but he can't spread a netting and put a boat there. Only b'nei sheva that water was in the chelik. The seventh thing is sotim etnai, that every person has to go to the bathroom, goes off the road and goes to behind the fence, that he goes there and he goes to the bathroom, even in a field full of saffron, and he takes from there a stone and he can wipe himself. The eighth thing that said that Nai, that he could cut and go down until he goes out of his whoever wanders between the vineyards of the Chetzman, he can cut and go up, cut and go down until he finds his road. Ninth thing is they made it Nai of his mind when there's a lot of mud or water, the Oibidachim should go to the side of the road and walk there, even though the Malach Nadir that has ownership. The tenth is Zodr made it Tanai, the Masmitz is cut in his place, and he gets buried in the place he's found there. Dafka should not be lying on the border or in the Tchum of the Medina, but if he's found on the border or he's in the Tchum, he brings him to Beis HaKvaros. The Rambam Malachim Perek Vav, Allah Yud Beis says, when they rest in any place. Someone gets killed in the war place where he falls, that's where he gets buried. He's cut in his Malkum like a Masmitzvah. Daf Yud Zayin Amabez, Hilchas Avelos Peregimah Allah Ches. The Rambam says, a coin that man has smitzah in the road, he's matamalai, even a coin God has chayav to be matamalai to bury him. What's a smitzah, one of the Jews that was thrown onto the ground, he has nobody to bury him? This is Allah Mepi HaKabbalah. Man to bury him when the coin is alone, there's no one with him. Even if he calls there on the road, there's no one answering. But if he calls and someone else answers him, it's not a smitzah, you should call the other person and let him do it and be oisigin. Says the Shulchan Aruch Yerdeh, Simishan Ayin Dal Tziv Gimel. What's a bas mitzvah you found in the road or the city of Goyim and doesn't have anyone to bury him? In a place we found there's no, he can't call a Jew to answer him and he can't to work with him and bury him. It's not allowed to move from that place and leave the mace even to go to the city to bring people to bury him. He has to retire himself and bury himself. But if the Jews were close to the Bokal mace, that he found the mace, he calls them and they answer him and they come to bury him. That's not a bas mitzvah, the Kohen should become Tami, he calls them and they bury him. The people of the city came, if they have whatever they need, he pulls away and doesn't do it. Says the Ramah, some say if he doesn't find something to bury him only with money, he's not required to pay out of his own money, he becomes Tam if he wants. A mace that's found, you don't know if he's a Goy or a Jew, you go Basaruba and Zonisham, if there is, that they don't, can't to say, Kol Kavua Kemechza Mechza. Says the Rambam, Tumas Mes Perches Alacha Zayin. Some meets him as mitzvah, he found him in the tchum, he brings the base of quarrels, he found him out of the tchum, even in a field of saffron, he's kind of his makam, and he's buried in the place where he's found. He found him on the border, he pulls him to the side, an empty field from this side, and a plowed up field from this side, he puts him in the empty field, and the empty plowed up field and a field that was planted, he buries him in the plowed up field, a field that was planted in a field of a vineyard, he buries him in the field of plants. If it's a field of trees and a field of vineyard, he buries him in the field of vineyard because of oil atumah. They're both equal, he buries him whichever side he wants. Says the Rambam. In Hilchos Niskemom Perikei Halacha Gimel, 10 conditions Yeshua made it in his Bezdin when they divided the land, and these are them. Number one, he made neither Bezdin of Behemoth Daka could graze in the forest where there are big trees, but they can't use Behemoth Gasa there, big animals. And a forest that is trees are very thin, you're not allowed to graze not a gas and not a daka, only if the owner lets. Number two, sotri made a condition that every person is allowed to collect fields wood from someone else's field. Dafka if it's demeaning wood and it's close to being thorns, like Ismail Higi, and dafka if it's wet and mechuber, as long as it doesn't uproot it. But other woods are also. The third thing that he made a condition is that every person is allowed to collect grass that grows all by itself in any place, except for a field of tilson of fenugreek that since he planted the verbatim. The fourth thing is, he made neither every person is allowed to cut a plant in any place except for a pile of olives, and he doesn't cut from the tree, only besides kebeah, the size of a bea, and the konim and gefana from the knot and upwards, and other trees from where the tree spreads and not from the sharpness. And when they were matted to be cut, they weren't matted only the new ones that don't make fruit, but the old ones make fruit. And he doesn't cut only from a place that doesn't see the sun. The fifth thing they made it tonight, that any spring that comes out originally, the people of that city, that it comes out in their field, could use it, even though their root of that spring is not in their chelik. And other people should not be mistopic with them for a minute. The sixth thing is so too they made it tonight, that every person is mutter to capture fish from the waters of Tveria. Dafka, if he uses a trap that catches it in the mouth, but he can't spread a netting and stand and put a ship there. Only the Sheva that has the sea in their chelik. So to the seventh thing, they made it tonight that every person has to go to the bath and go on the road and go behind the fence there, and he goes to the bath and even a soda that's full of saffron, and he takes a stone and he wipes himself. The eighth thing is so to made it tonight that everyone who gets lost between the vineyards of Chizman, he can cut and go up, cut and go down till he can go back on his road. The ninth thing is they made it tonight that is when there's a lot of mud in the road or puddles of water, the Ovedachim should go to the side of the road and they can walk there even though they're going in the road that has ownership. The tenth and final thing is they made it tonight, they're Mesmitzah in his place and he gets buried in the place where he was found, and his Dafkir should not be lying on the border, not inside the Tchum of the Medina, but if he's found on the border or he was inside the Tchum, he brings him to the Beis HaKvar. Says the Shekhanach Yerdesim Mashin Samadal Tzib Gimel, Mesmitzah was found, a person found in the field and he buried them, the Ibn Shalem Adas Baal, so it's also another movement. Because Mesmitzah's Kohen is Makoyma. Whoever finds him has to bury him in the place where he found him. If he found him on the border, they have to move him there because the Rabbin, they shouldn't be mile on him. If he found it in a Sada that was empty, next or to a Sada that was plowed, he moves into the empty field. Between a plowed field and a field that was planted, he moves into the plowed field. Between a field that was planted and a field that was for trees, he moves into the field that was planted. Between a tree field and a vineyard, he moves into the state inland. They're both equal, he moves into the one that's closer. And if both are close in the same distance, he puts whichever one he wants. When do we say this? When he found outside the Tchum. But if he found in the Tchum, he brings the Beis HaKvaros. It's not called the Mesmitzvah unless he found the head and the majority of his body. Says the Rambam, Brachas Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel. Until Sidayim, whether it's between one cooked item and another cooked item, is a shus. He wants to wash his hands, he could. If he doesn't, it doesn't. Perish Chulin, he doesn't have to wash his time in the beginning and the end. So he washes his hands of fruit, is considered Balgaiva. Any bread that there's salt in it, he has needs to Sidayim, Vachroina, meaning to wash my Machroina, because maybe there's some Melach Sadaimus, salt water or Melach that Teva is like my Sadaimus, and he put it as our hands and his eyes will come blind. Because of that, you require to wash your hands at the end of every meal because of the salt. When they're soldiers to gather together, they're part of the Tisadayim Rishonim because of the Turud Melchama, and the Chiyon Bachran because of the Sakana. Says the Raiva, they did one connect with what it says in the Gemara. Because if he's measuring what? And he said, Lekoshkin. And I swear, Kilkul Alenis Lashi was Makalka the Lashi. The Rambam Malachim Perek Vav, Allah Yad Gimel says four things that are part of our soldiers. They can eat the mayim, they're part of washing their hands, mayim rishonim. They're allowed to bring wood from any place, and even if they found them cut and dry, you're not makpid on this for the soldiers. And so too, they're part of from making Erev Chatzeres in the camp. They're metalta from oil and sukkah sukkah, as long as they surrounded the whole camp in a machitza, go outside of them. So it should be a shasiach, as we explained in the Shabbos. And a machitza that's less than 10 is not going to be considered. And just like they're part of all these when they go, so too, they're part of when they come back. Says the Shekhanach Rechaim Sim Kuf Meches Sif Ches, someone's in the midbar and a makkah sakan and he doesn't have water, he's part of until Sidayim. Says the Rambam, Maisa Perek Yidu Lachid Aleph, he's allowed to give the Aniyim and the guest the mine, he has to let them know. And the on himself and the Orech, if he wants him to sack, give him a sack. The Rambam, Alochim Perek Vav, Alochim Yud Gimel, we already did it, so we'll skip it. The Rambam, Alochim Perek Vav, Alochim Yud Gimel, we already skipped it. The Rambam Erevin Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel says so too those who sit in tents or sukkahs or a camp that was surrounded with a wall, they're not allowed to talk from oil to oil until they all make an Erev. But a shiura, a caravan that was surrounded with chitzah, don't have to make an Erev. And they take out from one oil to the other oil without an Erev. Because they're all considered Merovim, and these oil are not considered Kavua. Arachayim Simon Shem Samach Vav Siv Beis. Those that sit in the tents or huts or a camp that was surrounded with mechitza, you're not allowed to talk from one oil to another oil until they all make an Erev. But a caravan that they surround with mechitza, they don't have to make an Erev. Because they're all ma'urav and they don't, these oil are not kavua. Says the Ramah, houses that's on a boat need an Erev even though the Sfina has walls. And if the boat doesn't have walls, you're not allowed to talk from the Sfina only Arba Amos. And see, Seif Simon Shimpei Beis and Simon Tafhe Seif Zayin for more halachas about this. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Chav Zayin Halacha Aleph. Someone goes out of the Tchum of Medina of Shabbos, gets Malkus and says, like, Yeshish Mekoy Memeshvi. This place is the Tchum of Erev. And the Torah didn't give a shir for this Tchum. The Tchum copied and said that this Tchum is out of 12 Mim Keneg Machne Yisrael. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't go out of the Chutz Machan. The Rabbanan person should not go out of the city only up to 2,000 Amos. But out of 2,000 Amos is also because Alpayim Amos is considered Migra She'er. Says the Rambam Shabbos Perek Zayin Halacha Chav Zayin. A be'er that they made eight passan, eight boards from four corners. two pasen attached in each corner. That's a kibchitza, even though it's more open and closed in every direction. Since the four corners are considered closed, it's considered mutter to fill up from the be'er and to give to behemoth to drink. How much is the height of each pas? 10 tvachim, and the width is 6 tvachim. And between each pas should be two rows of four cattle. One goes in, one goes out. Shear this width is not more than shlish, esarim, shlish, not more than 13 and a third. The last halacha Shabbos, Perek Yitzayin, halacha Chavtes, the Rambam says, you'll have to bring close to these four corners to the be'er, as long as the cow's head and majority of his body is inside the board and he drinks. Even though it won't hold the head of the animal with the kli that the water has in it, since the roish harub is inside its mutter. Even for a camel, since it was close to more than this, it's also not to give it to drink. Even for a goat, that's totally inside. And you're allowed to be marking as much as you want, as long as you keep on adding straight boards that you put in every direction, so it shouldn't be between one pass and the other pass more than 13 and a third. Amos, this is the end of the halachas of Daf Yud Zayin.